Okay, Brad, we're speaking with Brad Mayo, and standing in front of an ethanol car, an ethanol-labeled car, and Brad, I'm going to let you tell me about this car. What makes this car different?
That's a 97 Toyota Supra, and they're pretty rare to begin with, but this one in particular runs off ethanol, various different blends. Makes about 700 horsepower on E85 and as much as 800 horsepower on E98.
Now, how does it do this? I mean, was it made to do this, or did you make it do this?
Well, the engine in this particular car is stock, like it came from Toyota. It's never even been lifted out of the car, and it's got 120,000 miles on it. And that I can only attribute to Toyota. They over-engineered the car. But everything from there, I've added a larger turbocharger, bigger fuel injectors, different computer system, nitrous oxide, all sorts of different components that make it run a lot better. And the trick is ethanol allows me to turn the boost up on the turbocharger a lot farther than I could on gasoline.
What do you do for a living?
I build these type of cars.
And now what do you, now that you've got this car all built like this and it's all pretty shiny red, what are you doing with it?
Well, it's a street car. I drive it not every day, but almost every day. And take it around. I race, I drag race and road race and do all sorts of different things with it.
When you're driving it around, what kind of reaction do you get from people?
Oh, you can't get out of the car without somebody talking to you in a parking lot.
Does it give you a chance to really educate people about ethanol?
Oh, absolutely. Since before the show, I only had one sticker on it that said powered by ethanol on the back of the car. And I literally have not been able to get out of it without somebody saying, oh, wow, this runs on ethanol. Like, what's all that about?
What are the benefits to it running on ethanol?
Well, you know, everybody understands that it's great for America and it's better for the environment. But, you know, I like it because I can make my car go a lot faster with it. You know, you can see it in the Indy cars and dragsters and stuff, but it's hard to relate that back to every car on the street and people out there trying to hot rod their cars, and it really helps.
Well, what's your background? Why so interested in cars?
I really have no idea. It's just something I've been doing since I was a kid.
Well, what do you see as the future for doing this kind of thing to a car?
Well, it's going to be a lot more prominent once people find out about it. You know, once people start to understand that it really turns out to run well in a high-performance car.
Do you get a lot of people wanting to have their car run that way?
Oh, yeah. As soon as they hear about it, oh, can mine do it? Like, what do we have to do to mine? So it turns out pretty good.
Very interesting. That's Brad Mayo. And Brad, where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
From Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you very much.